This episode is sponsored by Mr. Mimosa, the libation artist that will set the vibe to any event. Make sure you follow the homie on IG at Mr.Mimosa.
Now on to the next episode of Cocktails with Cocktails, which Alessa was supposed to say. What up, though? It's another episode of Cocktails with Cocktails, where we want to educate, explore, and enjoy sex with you. Make sure you follow our Patreon at patreon.com/CWC the podcast for exclusive content. And make sure you subscribe and follow our YouTube, IG, and Twitter, which is also CWC the podcast. Now, let's go on to our intro question. We have a couple of special people in this bitch. We have Miss I May Have a Little Something Special on Your Dick After Anal, Shonda, and the sugar daddy lover, Kelly.
You didn't shit on the dick?
Hey, we about to find out. We also, this episode is going to be so fun because we let our guests from the last two episodes stay. Mr. Mimosa really brought mimosas, and he kept bringing mimosas, and we got Shonda with all these strawberry dicks. Kelly went with, what is that? What is that, Mr. Mimosa?
A mango henny.
So we about to enjoy ourselves, but ladies, I want y'all to introduce yourselves and answer this intro question. What does safe sex mean to you?
Safe sex, just protect your sex. Safe words. You know, because you might be into some freaky, kinky shit.
Mm-hmm. When he was in your ass, what was y'all safe word?
Oh, we didn't have one. It was, oh my God. So first of all, because I'm looking at you. So it was like unexpected and unplanned. And it was just like so wet down there. And he just slipped right in your ass. And okay. I was just like, ah! Oh my God, I'm so excited. I don't want to think about it.
Wait, can you do that moan one more time?
That was the first one, but.
That wasn't the first one. It was a little bit more squeaky. No,
that first one was. Yeah.
It was a genuine one.
Mm. Okay. And where can we find you on social media if you're giving it out?
I'm not.
Okay, cool. Nasty.
She said, I'm not.
All right, Kelly, where we at?
Oh, it's safe sex.
You can introduce yourself, too.
Oh, shoot. Okay, my name's Kelly. You can find me at Kelly Karin, K-A-R-R-I-N-E. Kelly first, though, with a Y.
Speak up for me, though.
How loud? I'm shy. I don't know. I'm nervous. I just got here.
Say that one more time.
I like that.
I'm telling you, that's what pops up on the Sugar Daddy website when you enter it in.
You are like, I don't be finessing men for money enough, though.
Girl, like, agreed. Neither do I.
Like, I don't. Like, these bitches running pockets. I'm not running no pockets. Like, I'm really, like, I'm fucked up. Like, I'm fucking up bad. It's just because I don't want to deal with them, though.
Yeah, I'm not living up to my best potential.
I can agree.
Here I am, just hoping to keep my pockets.
Don't be lying up on the site, and then, like, it got real. So, I was like, oh, shit. Like,
it gets too real.
Seeking arrangement is scary.
Yeah. I have a profile on that bitch.
Wait, but I want to get back to Kelly's.
Aspiring sugar babiness.
No. I want to talk about her safe sex with your sugar daddies.
Oh, for sure. Well, I was with a daddy. I would say safe sex.
That was a good answer.
It's using protection, but also like being with, putting yourself in safe situations, being with people who make you feel safe and comfortable, whether that's somebody you just met and the vibe's right, or whether that's like a trusted partner. It's just being safe, feeling safe, making safe choices, you know, and always like using protection.
Okay.
Yeah.
So everybody has their version of these answers. They're all right. Mm-hmm. It's no wrong answer unless you say shit. Fuck it, you know. But to me, safe sex means permission, communication, and education on each other's test results. And then at that point, you make an educated decision from there. You decide if you want to take the risk. Like, I see you took a test 2 weeks ago, Shonda, you clean, but I'm a still raw dog that asshole. You know, that's us, you know, practicing it. But obviously the ultimate practice of safe sex is technically no sex, but we fucking, that's why this podcast is here. So shout out to condoms. They do work sometimes. I haven't used one personally in a very long time. I don't want to say the last time because I don't remember it, but I don't want people to be like me. I want you to be better than me and use protection like Shonda did last night, right? God damn,
sorry.
Shonda.
I'm sorry.
You want honesty?
Shit. Damn. Yeah, everybody thought you was about to lie, right?
Oh my God. Okay. You want me to lie?
No. You fucked it up now.
I'm sorry.
She has safe sex to her standard.
Yeah. Exactly. Period.
Well, did your anus tear?
No.
It was safe. So speaking of this anal sex that you got into, you kind of answered the question. I was gonna ask, was it lube? But it sounded like you were so wet, you were your own lube.
Yes.
Okay.
Is it lube? It's the best lube.
It's so crazy because I've never been into anal.
Wow.
Like until I started fucking.
Look how excited she is.
I know. Cheeky.
Damn, that was some good dick, y'all.
It was. Oh my God, y'all. Please. Just go to the next question.
Shout out to you, fam.
So did you suck his dick after he put it in your booty?
No. Why? I sucked it first.
Mm. Why didn't you do that? Why
well, he came.
He so came in your booty. Suck that soft dick.
I know. And then listen, that was my first time last night, y'all.
That's probably the best place to come.
Having an orgasm. From
angle. Oh, what? I've had somebody work my booty like a fiddle with their fingers and come out of my ass and be like, what are you doing to me,
sir?
Honestly,
a pleasurable me too. Experience.
You're a wizard. Get off me.
I went home so happy.
So, like, when you went home, like, did you, like, fart out the nut?
Nigga, I don't know. Of course, I went to the bathroom and then went to shower, but I wasn't like, oh, yeah, is it coming out of me? No, sorry.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe your poop looked a little creamy.
What?
Never mind. I'm sorry. That was too much. What position was you in during anal?
I was bent over.
Oh, okay.
I really want Brandon to leave right now.
Do you think you got a cute booty hole?
To leave. I don't know. I think so because it's not open. You know how like on porn?
No. Nope.
You see like.
I watch amateur porn.
Booty holes.
Booty holes look normal.
No. See, I watch a lot of different porn, but some booty holes just don't look cute.
You're talking about them blue out booty holes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I don't think mine.
I always think
unless
about
got
their,
a cute booty hole.
I always think about their bowel movements. Like, yeah, how does your boob like? Does it just come like right out? Can you not hold shit?
Did you so have like, one since the anal?
Yes.
How it come out?
Smooth, probably.
Yeah, it came out. Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Kelly, you think you got a cute booty hole?
It is cute.
Okay.
I have like a mole by it.
Ooh.
Beauty mark.
Ooh.
Beauty mark.
You know, I'll be honest. I wish she didn't say that. She said it. She said it so sexy too.
Quiet.
She was just like, yeah, it's a Moabite. You want to see?
You know what? Right. I don't have to glorify. It speaks for itself.
Ooh.
I don't have to glorify her.
What's her name?
Kelly Jr. I don't know.
I mean, how she said it, I knew her booty hole had a name.
Shout out.
Did you name yours something?
No.
Oh. Thought you was gonna say stretch your highness.
Oh, mine is Phoebe.
I'm screaming.
Kelly, have you ever done anal?
I have, but I haven't in a minute.
Okay.
I did that with like an old boyfriend. Like we've been roping up for like years. I fuck with it. So like, I was in like an anal bag for a while. Like I liked it a lot. Like it was kind of like I was asking for it because it's just like a different experience. Like it's like, I don't know. It's like it's eating, but. I don't like doing prep. I don't like prepping for it.
And I feel like I know prep takes so long.
It takes so long.
Did you prep?
Absolutely not. Because I told you it wasn't planned.
Did you, was there any shit residue on this dick?
I don't know. It was dark.
Oh, it was.
It was?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Funny, I didn't know I had shit on my dick for a long time. I was watching an old video and I had pulled out and I paused and I'm like, my dick a different color right there. I ain't tell her though. I just, you know, I still got the video. If she says she never shat on a dick, you know, actually I did get my dick shat on once. It was a very uncomfortable moment.
Okay.
I didn't see it, but I felt it, and I could
see
the steam.
Oh.
No, I didn't smell it, but I could see the steam. My dick was real hot, and she's like, "Oh, I'm so sorry." And she she ran to the bathroom. She got a rag. She put a lot of soap on it, and she to prove to me that my dick was clean. She sucked it. I did not kiss her after that, but I trust her.
Okay.
Shout out to you, you old ass queen. Okay. Yeah, I was fucking with my sugar mama.
Got see?
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. You know how I knew she was a sugar mama because she paid for the hotel room. I was yes, crazy. Yeah, real. Look, she ain't even talking about sex no more.
Y'all
already
went to
that point.
This episode.
It's
really, really.
Hey, look, I'm putting Dre on every girl that I see moving forward. I'm like, look, he make mimosas. He'll take you to brunch and be your mimosa chef. You should call yourself a mimosa chef.
A mimosa chef.
That's yeah, that's hard. Y'all cool with mimosa chef?
No.
Yeah, everybody said no. My bad.
I like Mr. Mimosa more than mimosa.
No, no, the name.
I didn't say take it away.
No, female came up with it. I don't want no credit with that. I had a whole different name. It was like something extravagant. I'll just put two things together.
Stick with Mr. Mimosa.
Yeah. Mr. Mimosa, the Mimosa chef.
Don't listen to Brandon. It was at that point I realized, I was like, it can really be the Mimosa connoisseur, the Mimosa expert, yeah. The Mimosa chef.
Y'all can't hear Mimosa because he don't have a mic. He's just sitting in, but he's saying that Queen came up with his name. Right. But we're going to get back into this. Shonda, you had a wild life. You ain't been here that long. You had a triple F.
Yes.
But you didn't like it.
I did not enjoy it.
Why? I can't imagine. That's too much pussy.
Like, yes, it was. It's like,
sound like y'all needed a me.
Okay, so listen, because remember, I was just telling y'all, right, about the 4-year hiatus, okay? Mm-hmm. So.
Wait, you ain't tell us shit about no hiatus.
Oh, I thought I did. Okay, so I was sexless for 4 years.
God damn. Like,
I'm on a year, nigga.
Okay. You okay. Oh, my
God.
Listen.
Okay. 4 years.
It was unintentional, okay? So it wasn't planned. Mm. It just happened that way.
That's crazy.
Okay. So, went to the Bahamas, went on a girl's trip, birthday trip.
Mm.
Both of the women were bad. Like, I'm not exaggerating. Like,
they was cuter than you?
Both of them were fine as hell. I don't know all that. But they was fine, though. Seriously. So, one of them, I actually went with. And then the other one, we met while we were there. Like, in a little swim-up bar or whatever. Oh. She was older. I think she was, like, 40. Or 42 or something. She
damn.
She was there by herself.
Stella got her groove back actually, in your pussy.
Man, listen. So, she was kind of like linking with someone that I was with.
Mm.
And then they were like, come on.
Mm.
And I'm like, no, I don't really want to. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, maybe if I come, I'll just watch. And they're like, no, come on.
If you come, you going to come.
Right, exactly. They like participate. Mm. So, I'm like, look, I ain't no pussy. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I'm just letting y'all know that I'm ripped. So, we get up there and, you know, they was kissing and shit at first. And, you know, I'm just kind of like, so then they like, come on. So I sit on this one girl face and it's okay. So it's like,
that went 0 to 100 real quick. Okay.
I'm sitting on her face. And then the other girl is like eating her pussy. And I just wasn't feeling it. Like, I wasn't turned on.
Yeah, because like, you didn't do any pregaming. You just started off sitting on a nigga face.
Yeah, but still, like, I just wasn't into it.
So you like, just, what happened?
So then I was just like, I just politely, you know, got up. And they were so into each other.
Mm.
It's like, hey, okay, I'm putting on my clothes. Like, see y'all.
And
like,
you left.
Deuces, yes.
You left the swim out.
Yes.
Okay. So that's wild. I could tell that you didn't have fun, obviously, because you told us, but it makes sense. You didn't do anything. Like, it was no pregame. And do you like women?
I honestly don't know.
Like, so you don't know if Alessa can eat your pussy?
Because, shut up. The only reason why I'm saying I don't know is because I don't have, like, a sexual attraction to women.
Mm.
Like, I look at women, I compliment women, like, oh my God, they're beautiful, pretty, or her ass fat, whatever the case may be. But it's like, I'm not sexually attracted to women.
Mm.
So then it's y'all can say all of that and just don't be
attracted. Yeah, because it's like, you can really give compliments. No, for real.
I ain't telling no nigga he got a fat dick at all.
But it's true. Like, because I can just look at him like, oh my God, like, she's bad. You know what I'm saying? But it don't make my pussy thrive. Like, when I think about a nigga or think about last night, it's like, ooh. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't get that feeling.
Okay.
So. But I'm saying, like, I don't know because I really do want to have, like, a FFM just to see, you know what I'm saying? Just to explore, right? Like two women though, like two women and a man. So just to see, you know. And then if I don't like that, it's like rule it out.
If y'all heard some slurping, my bad. It was my mimosa. Pause. I'm sorry. Bro. So you didn't like it? Did so? She could she eat pussy? Was she just bad at it?
No, she was good at it. That's what I'm saying. I just wasn't turned on, and it's crazy because we were fucked up.
Did you kiss anybody?
Yeah, we did kiss, but I wasn't feeling it. Like,
you got some big lips. I could see you being a good kisser.
Yeah, I wasn't feeling it though.
Okay.
So are y'all still friends? Do y'all still talk?
I mean, she was like afraid of a friend.
Okay.
Mm.
But yeah, we still cool though. Okay. And then I wanted to let her know, like, it's not you.
It's me.
You know, no, seriously. Because I didn't want her to feel like. Mm.
Every
you know,
blue moon, does she
way.
Ever text you like, girl, your pussy tasted good?
No.
Oh, all right. All right, so you single, right? Mm-hmm. So would you date, like, would you fuck a couple?
Probably. Okay. It depends.
On what?
I'm not going to lie. It depends on, like, the physical attractiveness of the couple.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what's the best way for a couple to slide in your DM? Just be honest and upfront?
Yeah. Don't come in there on no bullshit. Okay. Lying and shit. Just tell me what you want.
Okay.
And then I decide moving forward.
What's your Instagram?
This.
What's your Instagram again? Oh, never mind. You say you ain't gonna tell. I found it. Alyssa, what's next? I'm DMing.
Of course you are.
Right. That's why she's looking like that.
Of course you are. So apparently after this. Soon after this threesome, you also had some bad dick, or you had some bad dick recently, or...
Oh, no.
No?
After that was no.
That dick that you tweeted about...
That you literally laid in the bed and tweeted about after
getting it. See, you had so much dick.
You had so much dick.
Because it was like my experience. That was old, y'all. That was like college.
So and did he ever apologize for like wasting your time? Did you ever tell him the dick was bad?
But I tell y'all that he pursued me for 10 months and I'm not capping to redeem himself.
I'm going to be honest.
All right, because he kept saying, I was drunk. You know what I'm saying? Just give me another chance.
A valid excuse.
Man, it was terrible.
I feel like everybody deserves two shots.
Some people don't even deserve one.
Okay.
It was so disappointing to me because what was bad about it? Like, I'm like a certified lover girl. Mm. I'm always in a fucking relationship. Long nails. You know what I'm saying? So it's like I was just fresh. Like, out of a relationship and whatever. It's like going in my junior year, going in senior year of college. I'm like, ooh, I'm getting some new dick. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm excited. Trash.
What was bad about
it? So sad.
Everything.
Like the stroke?
The stroke.
Was he drunk?
The size. He said that he was. We both were. Like, because it was like a link up. Like,
so
after
you don't
the bar.
Think that he could have redeemed himself?
Listen. The 10 months went up. I'm like, okay. This nigga been on my ass. Like, let me go ahead and I'm going to see.
You saying.
We sober.
10 months of you being. You fucked him again?
Yeah, after 10 months.
Oh, what happened?
It was terrible.
Again?
Yes.
Oh, nigga, you fucked up.
That's what I'm saying.
Dre, we ain't got nothing for that.
It was sad. Shit. And then it's so fucked up because of, like, his stature.
Mm.
Like, you know, he was big and tall. He, like, 6'6", cocky-ass nigga. You know
Jesus
what I'm
said, I fucked the defensive end.
You know, well, actually, one of my exes was a defensive end.
I was a sitter
of
four.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Never mind.
Right. Don't go down there.
Yeah, I just remember. I forgot all about that. Mm-hmm. Girl. Yes. So.
Where he left off, I'll pick up.
Yeah. I see what you did there. Yeah. Okay. She's single.
Okay.
All right. She liked that mimosa. She brought it up 8 times. All right.
I got to get her on the island. So that's what she get loose. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, have you ever gagged on a dick?
A lot.
What?
A lot.
I like her answers. Her answers be short, but they be accurate than a motherfucker, okay?
Because I do have a gag reflex, though. Like, I'm not one of those superhero bitches. Like,
okay.
I've thrown up on dick a good couple times.
Period. Okay. It builds character.
Have
it
you ever a met a superhero?
Met a superhero?
Yeah.
I hope I meet Spider-Man.
Well, this is Spider Woman. Shonda's a superhero.
Do you
she gags on dick every day.
I have a gag.
I
mean, it's useful.
I like to gag.
I'm only going off what you said, Shonda.
I don't think it's there. No, like, I mean,
okay. So well, I've seen videos. Like, I've seen
of Shonda sucking dick.
No, Shonda sucking it.
Oh.
Not that I remember.
I'm like, give me your phone. Like,
not that I remember.
Her answers are accurate. Yes. But short. Oh, my God.
Kelly. I've seen bitches sucking, like 10, 11-inch dicks, like, taking it, like, to the throat. And it seems effortless, but, like, I know that has to take years and years of dedicated training.
She said these bitches was in class.
Right.
Excuse me, teacher. How do I suck this?
It's just about, like, I don't know. I've come up with techniques, though, that help.
Like what?
Okay, so, if I'm trying to suck a dick and I'm trying to, like, actually, like, kind of, like, deep throat it for real, it's I'm practicing my, like, nose breathing and I'm really kind of, like, it's, like, really, like, structured, kind of, like, calculated breathing.
That's how I am when I'm trying to make sure I don't come. You got to breathe in through the nose, out through the mouth.
Everybody's so focused.
Everybody is so focused.
It seriously is about
that's wild how we focus.
That's the only way you can really
get yep.
the yep. breath of air. Yeah, that's crazy how we all focus on that. So, Shonda, you say you like to gag on dick. Like, what is it about gagging on dick that do it for you? Like, is it crying, know. Almost so dying?
Yes,
what?
Yes. You know what? So, okay. So, I know, like, it's like...
She a duck, sucker dick kind of soon.
Alpha female, right?
Yeah.
I like kind of being the sub in the bedroom. So, mm. I kind of like that part. Like, make me gag on this motherfucker. Like, tell me to get on my knees and suck the fuck out this dick. Like, fuck the fuck out of my face. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like... I don't know. It's just something about the submissiveness of the act.
Can he come on your face?
Yes.
And then give you a mimosa.
Not everybody. This
love the way you said shit.
Hey, man, I'm Chris Paul with these alley-oops, okay?
Oh, my
man.
God.
I'll catch it all of them.
See, listen, but then it depends, though. Okay, so listen, y'all. I ain't even gonna lie. Work, okay, so, like, with the latest person... It's just I've been more exploratory, I will say.
Okay, Indiana Jones.
So I haven't had any come face shots yet, but I'm open to it.
I triple dog dare you to text him right now. Can you come on my face this week?
Oh, my God.
Why? So you a pussy?
What's his diet like?
Shut up. Don't make her not do it.
What? I'm very selective. Right. I'm very selective about who comes in my face.
I do swallow.
Because I swallow.
Yeah. Me too. And it's
you think you're going to bust
her? Her battery
you
ass.
Just her ass. Like, why? What? You going to be like, yeah.
Her booty hole is what the microbiome in her booty hole is way stronger than the microbiome on her face.
That's an accurate statement. I'm assuming because I don't know what a microbiome is. But
think about what come out your ass. It's already all types of bacteria and shit that come out your ass.
Okay. What I'm saying is a boundary has already been crossed.
So, no, you don't know if her getting to come on her face is her boundary or not yet.
That doesn't mean. Wait, what are we even talking about right now? Basically saying that if he already
did you. He been in your ass, bro. Couple of your faces. It's underneath that.
But you don't.
No, I disagree.
Right.
Because you can come in somebody. Okay, so think about it like
bro,
this.
Come on, bro.
If you come in somebody's ass, you can't. Everybody ain't seeing in their asshole, but if you come on somebody's face and they break out, everybody see the breakout.
Oh, right. Ooh. That's true.
Yeah.
You just discouraged her.
Back.
Sorry.
That's why I asked her what is his diet.
Hey, Dre,
like.
That's up to you to show her.
Because the healthier
what I eat like a vegan. So
see?
Like, oh, okay.
Yeah, see? He look, we got Mr. Mimosa in here.
He said like a vegan. I don't even trust it.
That means he eat a turkey dog every blue moon. All right, anywho, Kelly, let's get to you. You a sugar baby. Like, I remember reading your form and you saying that you was a sugar baby, essentially.
I was,
but I never thought that you would be the prototypical picture that I would see on a sugar baby website.
See, like...
You look like a sugar baby.
When I picture a sugar baby, though, it's like really skinny blonde bitch. That's kind of like...
I don't like them.
I don't like a lot of them either. Mm. I think it's hard to be like a cold bitch when you look like that.
You got pink hair.
True.
It's really nice.
Thank you.
Get off the eyes for sure.
Yeah. Are your eyes gray?
They're like green.
Green? Green gray? Okay. I like that. So what shocked me was that I talked to a lot of women that have been sugar babies and shit, and a lot of them have honestly not even fucked their sugar daddies. Like, they have jacked them off. Normally, the sugar daddies can't even get it up enough for a fuck session. It's been head, jack off, rubbing of the nipples. But you fucked a sugar daddy, and you said he was the first one to make you come.
So, because that was my man, too. Like, it was like, it turned from a sugar daddy situation to, like, that was my little boyfriend really quick. I was 19, he was 46, so he wasn't super old. He wasn't, like, old as fuck.
If a motherfucker is that much older than you, that's super old no matter how you spin it.
It was, I mean, but that's kind of the sugar daddy promise.
He was older than you.
He was almost 50 years older than you. Well,
no, 26. I did the math.
26. She said 47 and she was 19.
The math
are you still
dumb? Is the math thing. I think it's
I said 20. No, she said 46.
27 year difference.
Yeah.
Right?
I said 26.
I'm not good at math.
No, 1946?
Yeah.
27 year difference. You said 47.
I said 50.
Yeah, motherfucker. I was 1 year off. Fuck you. Yeah, stay over there. Anywho, Kelly, got the mathematician over there. When you were fucking this gentleman, like, was his pubes gray?
Some of them.
Okay.
Some great of them,
did you feel like it was different fucking the older man?
It was definitely different, but not bad. Like, they not a different? Bad different. Maybe he just kind of like, he was a little bit like, ugh, anyways. Like, sometimes you be fucking somebody like the sounds they make, you're like,
gross. Fuck up. Yeah, like, I don't be like that.
Ew.
I've stopped having sex with men because I didn't like the noises they made.
I kind of growl when I come.
See, why are you doing that?
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. That nut be feeling good.
Serial killer.
Yeah. What'd you say?
Serial killer.
I love you.
Don't touch me, serial killer. Stop it.
See? You call yourself Peg Bundy. Murder. You're clearly a serial killer.
Murder. He's anyway, trying back to murder to
this.
Me. You don't understand my Peg Bundy.
Was it? So how did he make you come?
He ate pussy so good. Like, okay. There we go. So crazy.
Because he's been doing it for 37 years.
Exactly. Yeah, that's why I'm always with the older men. It's never been that much of an age difference since then, I will say. But I'm always kicking it at least, like, I'll say at least 6 years older. Mm-hmm. I usually get in my bag, like, at a certain time. It'll be like I have a string of, like, when I was, like, 19, I had a string of, like, 27-year-olds.
Mm.
When I was 23, I had a string of 32-year-olds.
Mm.
So it's like I kind of getting sort of like, I don't know, like I'm really fucking with this year and time, I guess.
Okay.
But yeah, no, he had pussy so good. I remember it was, he had like an Audi. He had like a kind of like,
okay, Doc.
A vintage Audi, and it was red. And I was in the passenger seat and he was in the driver's seat. And it was kind of like, he had like crunched his body so much to even eat my pussy in that position. Salute to him. He was a real soldier for that shit.
He was driving while
he wasn't driving. It was parked.
I thought he was driving.
But he was like, that's the thing. He was here and I was where Sean is. Like, like it's literally like, how was he doing that?
I did that.
But he did
it
that.
Hurts.
For, but yeah. But he did that for me.
I can't imagine you doing that, Brenda. Thank you. So little.
Say that one more.
You seem inflexible. You do seem like, inflexible.
Fuck you.
He got me right.
Not you. I mean, never.
Both.
Yeah, respectfully.
Both of them.
So, you was doing this shit. So, I want the sugar daddies to reach out to you. Like, what's your, like, what do you need? Like, what's your requirements for a sugar daddy?
Money.
Okay.
Money and, like, don't blow my shit up. Like, I'll fuck with you. This is the thing I hate. I hate when men are like, oh, can we go out to dinner? I want to get you to know you first. No, bitch. If you're not coming with the pape first, you know what the fuck this is. You know what the fuck you signed up for. If you're not coming with the pape first, why am I coming with anything? I need to see something before I'm trying to put any energy and effort in it.
Period. Pay your DTE energy bill first.
Exactly. Okay.
Hey, can I also get some sugar daddies in my bills? Because I need somebody to pay my DTE bill. So that bitch is
The down payment, it don't have to be something crazy because, like, if I don't like you, I'm not going to talk to you again. Cash at me, like, 200. Cash at me 200, and then we could discuss some shit, discuss some, like, obligations,
200
whatever.
To go on a date.
That's actually pretty cheap.
200 to get me out the door. Because I have to get outfit, I have to get, like, my nails not done. I have no sugar day. My nails are not done. I'm starving. Okay. I'm on the street.
So what's your type?
I love a personality because I fuck with a lot of ugly dudes. Like
I love men with character. That's what I like to call ugly men. Men with character.
Me too. Men with character.
Wait, you always say I got character. Fuck you.
Because I fuck some pretty bitches for real.
Fuck her.
Real time.
Right.
Don't get mad at me because you just not realizing.
What kind of chicken you like?
Garlic parm.
Oh, I meant like dark or light.
I like dark.
Okay.
I like white too. I have a white baby.
Okay.
Like, all the way.
Wait, are we still talking about chicken?
No.
All of it.
Oh.
Dumbass.
So drunk. So do you, like, prefer your sugar daddies to be a specific type of chicken?
I don't.
Okay.
I think it kind of, a lot of who I find, it comes down to the men who are attracted to me and the men who think they got a shot.
Mm.
And who reach out and who doesn't. And it's ranged a lot from my different looks.
Okay.
And before I got my titties done as well.
Wait, time out. You mean to tell me we got two episodes in a row with titties done?
You are a goat.
Really?
This is great.
We didn't know this.
The doctors out here running a rampant. They are making their money. And they're making bitches
beautiful.
Damn,
they didn't put fucking plastic surgeon clinics in the
Wait, hood so when did you get your titties done?
Late 2018.
Okay, so it's okay.
Good. They are blessing us.
So I'm going to be transparent. I'm going to just ask the question. I'm going to be direct. I forgot my question.
So we go. Can we see him?
No.
Fair enough.
Nigga,
we gotta pay for
Yes, obviously she is sugar baby. Hey, I was saying,
I'm not paying.
Hey, we should all get in a group chat and say how much we need to put together. So yeah, hey, I got 50.
We need footage, bro. Yeah. Let's do this.
So when you got your titties done, it's funny. We literally just talked about this with Lexus. She got her titties done. They were phenomenal. Oh man, they are great. You ain't seen shit yet.
And I love that they don't have that like implant, like fake look.
Yeah, they look great.
I never knew you got your titties done. They don't look fake because I would have asked you.
I wouldn't have thought either of y'all.
I had some like natural tissue. It's not like I was rocking with like an A cup.
Okay.
Like I feel like when you have something there already, it helps make it look better.
Really?
Did you look good?
So now I gotta ask.
That's so right. I would not have guessed.
Is your ass done?
No.
Cause you got a fat ass. What I've heard.
I never looked at it. I've gotten like a sculpture.
Okay. What's that?
So that's kind of, it's like a treatment and it helps. I don't think it's not like Cool Sculpting, but it's kind of like Cool Sculpting is like enemy, like their ops.
It's like body contouring, maybe?
Yeah, it's like body contouring. Okay. So it kind of helps like the waist and shit. So it, in comparison, it makes my ass look fatter. We kind of doctoring it up.
Have you done anything to your face?
I have. I got my nose done.
Okay.
Really? Mm-hmm. What's your nose? Your nose looks nice.
Thank you.
You are
cute. I thought you would have done something to your chin because it's like your little booty chin there going on.
There's nothing wrong with them booty.
I like booty chin.
Do a nigga like try to lick your booty chin?
No, I don't feel like it's that significant.
It's cute. It's really not because you really only have a dimple like it's when you dimple. Do certain things. Yeah, it's just like but a then you bit. Have the shape of a booty chin without having a little cleft of a booty chin, which is funny.
I got to ask, you like toe suckage?
I don't suck toes. I love having my toes sucked.
Really?
Why won't
suck toes?
Ooh.
I suck toes.
So I don't, I'm not gay. I don't like women.
I suck a nigga toes.
No, gross. Men's feet are gross.
Not always.
No, stay away from me.
Show your feet.
I always suck.
He does have bad feet. I work in the office, okay? I do mortgages.
But if you have nice feet. I got cute feet. I will lick your toe, especially while I'm reverse cowgirling it. Pop it in my mouth.
You know what?
Pop it in my mouth.
I'm open if they look good.
I'm a massage feet.
Y'all all saying something at the same time. What y'all say?
I massage feet. We all say we massage feet. I will fix feet. Like, I will scrub your feet. I like feet. I'm weird, but I do like feet. It's not a fetish shit. Don't fuck me with your toes.
So, is your sugar daddy type and your boyfriend type the same?
No, my boyfriend broke. And that just is what it is.
Do you have a boyfriend right now?
I do.
You like to look at your boyfriend and do it to him.
He just dropped. It just got more serious, sir. It just dropped.
Nobody heard her? Just us? She literally said, my boyfriend is broke.
He knows that.
I heard that. We heard
you
that.
You know that?
Why are we ignoring this?
Because I understand.
This is why I wanted a hiatus.
Why are you ignoring this?
You didn't just hear me say she likes to look at her boyfriend.
Do you pay his bills?
Fuck no.
Is he okay with you having a sugar daddy?
I don't have a sugar daddy right now.
Would he be okay with it?
It's no choice. He broke.
Depends what I got to do.
So did.
That nigga got no money. He would not
think it's cool or sweet if I suck somebody else's dick. I used to cheat on him a lot though, and he got over it.
Yeah.
Hey, shut up.
How did he get over it? How did he find out that you cheated?
He told me. I think I have the text saved. He said, "I'm not the type of man who knows I can leave you. You can just get over it. Like get through what you're going through. You know, fuck who you want to fuck. Mm-hmm. And you can come back." And that's sexy to me.
You ever suck somebody's dick and then go home to him?
No. I'm not that disrespectful.
Damn,
I am.
Like,
we was all rooting for it.
Yeah, I really was. I was in court like, motherfucker,
bro. Damn.
It's been like a one-day difference, though. Like, I fucked somebody like the day before, and then I fuck him the day after. Okay. Like, I've done like some shicey shit like that.
Okay, did he knows it, or he just assumes it?
Both. He's like, so I'm a really bad liar, and he's really receptive, and he knows me. And again, I'm a really bad liar, so he catch drifts. There's some cases I'm waiting to beat to this day.
Okay.
Cases I'm waiting to beat too.
Wow. Would you cheat on him again? With a couple?
With a couple?
Yeah.
I find that most couples who want like to have an extra bitch in and try to fuck bitch, they usually ugly. So it had to be a very special couple, and they usually be ugly and weird. So if they weren't ugly and weird, maybe on my birthday, my birthday in August, I'm a Leo. I got so drunk and I invited a couple back to the Airbnb and I just laid down in the bed and I told my mutual friend, I was like, let them in. And they're like, what are you talking about? I was like, they're gonna eat my pussy, let them in. And they're like, girl, they left. We told them to go. I just fell asleep. I was like, oh no.
Damn.
I was like, oh no.
What about this August?
I'm trying to get turned the fuck up. I would like to have something pre-planned. I'm very big on planning.
Me too.
I'm very big on planning. So if I were to have a couple fuck me on my birthday, I'm with you. I'm in your bag. I don't want to eat pussy either. I don't feel like I'd be good at it. I don't feel like I'd be good at it. Like,
so
it's
kind of
like
princess, so I'll give it to you.
No. In order for me to get it, I'm trying to get involved in this. Oh. I need her to eat some pussy.
You don't understand princess treatment. How you gonna ask to fuck her on her birthday and then not want to fuck her the way she want to be fucked on her birthday? That's with a birthday gift on her birthday with a birthday gift?
It's a compromise. Be wanted, bro. You got a compromise.
I was coming DTE bill.
No, you weren't.
Oh my god.
I highly doubt that.
DTE bill ain't that bad in the summer.
I was coming to Comcast bill, but all right, go for it.
Look, I wasn't going to... Hey, no, Comcast can be more expensive than DTE, nigga.
I was about to say, I pay for the Wi-Fi.
All right, look, our Xfinity bill $300, so...
Damn.
I hate Xfinity. Anywho, I hope they hear it too, bitch ass niggas. But if y'all got like y'all open up a podcast segment, I'm taking a joke. They didn't know I had Xfinity Mobile. Fuck you. All right. Anywho, Kelly. So I guess this cheating that you've been doing, is this like trauma from when your other boyfriend set you up with a threesome behind your back?
It is. It is. But
see how I put that together?
But,
I'm sounding
okay,
Jesse
so
Raphael, nigga.
My boyfriend now, and my little boyfriend from the past, they've been a little competition. Mm. Like my new boyfriend, he pulled me aside. And he asked me, he's like, you still like with that? Like you still kind of like trying to fuck with him? And I was like, no. But I kind of was playing both for a little bit. But that is trauma, cause fuck that. That was the most sideways shit ever. Mm.
So how did he do it behind your back?
So. It was one of those late night link type things where I was like on my way over. I drove over to his house. I'm literally pulling up to like parallel park my car. And he's like, would you want to have a threesome? I'm like, I'm just talking to you about this when I walk inside in 1 minute. And I get in there and whatever. And he had already set up a bitch, talked to this bitch about me. She wanted to fuck me, said she was about to be on the way and just waiting for my okay. And I'm like, but you set me up. It's the op undertones. It's the op undertones of like, you set this up for me and you didn't tell me about it.
Yeah.
So that's what was really like, not like I wasn't cool with that. It's kind of like you pre-planning something without my like, okay. I felt like, I don't know, that like rubbed me in really the wrong way. And she's also kind of ugly. I don't like that.
Damn, that sucks. See, that did happen to me with a man, but they were both fine. And I did actually end up knowing the other man. Mm-hmm. He used to sell me drugs. So I did end up fucking both of them. It was a great time.
It's like men just don't, they can't read the room because it was also one of those like I'm wearing pajamas and I have no makeup on situations.
Girl, fuck that. You probably fine without makeup on. What?
And I am. But not fine that I
wear. You got makeup on?
Yeah, I do. I don't know. It's kind of like my regular everyday makeup. It's just a little bit of brown eyeshadow, a little bit of concealer. Mm. You know how we do. But, nah, like...
She is cute.
Nah, and I see that bitch around often.
That's crazy.
So that's a thing. I would love to do... I would totally fuck a bitch, do a threesome, whatever. It's not a bitch I'm going to see. This is a mutual friend type bitch.
Oh, my God. So you see this bitch all the time.
I see her all the time. And she's so she side-eyeing me every time. She says, like, sideways shit about me every time. I hear through the grapevine. It's like, you're mad I wouldn't fuck you.
See, that's
you're
crazy.
Mad you didn't get your pussy ate. You mad I wouldn't fuck you.
Yeah, you're lame. You know
you're acting
cute.
Like an incel right now.
Yeah.
You're being very incelish.
That's creepy. That's creepy and crazy. Hmm. All in one.
So I'm very glad I did it. I'm very
bitches.
Glad I did not do it in hindsight.
Yeah.
But if somebody actually like had brain cells and said it right, set shit up right, yeah, I do.
Yeah. I feel that. I don't usually regret having sex with people, but there are a few people I regret having sex with. They shouldn't have had my pussy. Mostly women.
I don't regret. I don't regret a lot of shit.
Mostly
either,
women.
But
I don't regret. I only regret one dick. Mm. But most of the other people I regret having sex with are women.
Why?
That's wild.
Because they're not good at it.
Oh. Okay.
Mm. Ouch.
Yeah.
Ouch. Hey, I appreciate all y'all. This has been a great episode. This was fun.
This was fun.
And I'm sober. Y'all sober?
I'm not.
No. That's see, not at see, all. I got your back, Mr. Not Mimosa. At all, Mr.
I'm about to go pee for so long.
Okay, so look, we're gonna have to end this episode to give Mr. Mimosa some time to get some numbers. Plus we need to get this money together so Kelly will show us her boob job. But this has been a great episode. Y'all about I appreciate to pull all of this money together to see our titties. I mean, if we could save some money, let's save some money.
How about y'all pull in together? I don't honestly, let me tell you how I will never be a sugar mommy for a man. You think I'm about to be a sugar mommy for a girl? A woman, no matter how beautiful she is.
That's real.
A woman that I'm not about to even try to eat her pussy? No, sir.
Raise your hand if you don't want to eat her pussy. It's only one hand raised in this bitch. That's the point me and Mr. Mimosa's making. See, Shonda nasty.
I don't even think Shonda was paying attention to exactly.
She don't never pay attention. That's her fault. Look, this has been a great episode of Cocktails with Cocktails. I appreciate y'all. Ask for permission first. Practice safe sex. Shonda, we seen you walk. We could tell you had anal sex this morning. Kelly, we need you to send us your list of demands for a sugar baby. We sure we gonna have potential sugar daddies for you after this episode.
I'll send the cash tag.
Shout out to Alexis for staying behind. Shout out to Mr. Mimosa for these mimosas. These bitches was hitting. And shout out to our Patreon. Shout out to our Patreon because we will have a sexy titty contest on that bitch. So y'all need to join if y'all want to see it. We have beautiful titties. And we are celebrating breasts. That's the point of the entire competition is to celebrate breasts.
Yeah,
and,
celebrate.
What bitch?
Nothing. Oh, wait a minute.
It went there fast, right?
Very deep.
That's why I love this guy.
Like, I call him bitch out of town.
Always go there fast.
I'm the end of the episode. Fuck her.
I call him bitch out of town. Y'all saw
Courtney. Oh, damn. Go back to that.
What?
Move your hand. That's what you was doing when you was gone?
That's what I was doing before I came here.
Oh, Alexis was showing her titties on Instagram. All right, we out. All right, end the episode, Courtney.